This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Brian Baldinger joins Afternoon Drive coming up in just about 40 minutes here. We'll talk about the talent with the Cleveland Browns, where they're at as we come off the bye, going to this New Orleans game. More on that Browns-Saints game. I know you're ready for it, including the conversation about the quarterback going forward that I think we've kind of all been skimping on because it might be a little depressing. But let's get to quick hits. JP, why don't you lead us off?
We're starting off in Baltimore. Lamar Jackson getting ready to take on the Steelers. One of the matchups of the weekend. He spoke to the media as he addressed the fact that Lamar can't seem to get the job done against the Pittsburgh team. 1-3 lifetime against the Steelers. Here we go.
I don't know what it is, man. It's just that I believe that rival atmosphere. I believe last year we supposed to have them, but things just didn't go our way. You know, the football guys wasn't on our side. But it's a whole nother year. It's a new year. I'm looking forward to the game.
1-3. He's got 4 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. He's got 5 fumbles. He's completing 59% of his passes. Passer rating in the 60s. He's been sacked 20 times. Why does Lamar Jackson stink against Pittsburgh?
Is it a cop-out to say sample size? Is it?
It might be. In this instance, it might be. Because he's so great everywhere else.
Except in the playoffs. And Pittsburgh.
Fair. All right. Is it just a pressure thing? Do you think he just looks at it as a division, a rival game, and he knows Ravens fans get up for this one? Because I have not fact-checked the numbers, but I remember him being pretty good against the Browns.
Are you surprised?
He's also had some bad games against the Browns, too, now that I think about it.
I agree with that. It's been hit or miss, meaning it's been kind of all or nothing with that. I'm torn. I think some of it, I mean, 4 games. The guy's been the starting quarterback since the second half of 2018. He's missed a lot of these games because of when he's been injured. But yeah, I mean, I think Lamar's still in the I've got to prove it to the NFL at who I am phase of his career. Maybe this year is not that, but I think he's gone out in specific games and been like, I got to prove to them I can, you know, throw my way back into a win. I got to prove that I can win with my arm instead of my legs. And that you can do that for most games. Some games you just need to win the game the way it presents itself. And so I think that's part of that. By the way, Tomlin has bested Harbaugh. Tomlin's got the 20-15 edge, so this is kind of part of more of Pittsburgh not dominating, but having the edge over Baltimore.
Good memory from yesterday. This is matchup number 36.
I'm the math guy. People remember that.
That's right.
Omaha!
Earlier this week, I said losing this Saints game is a fireable offense. Or something to it. Something that Ken Carmen has mentioned multiple times this week with the Morning Boys, including this morning's interview with the Morning Boys, right leading into the Mary Kay Cabot interview this morning.
The Browns play the New Orleans Saints coming up on Sunday. The afternoon show has said is a must-win or Kevin Stefanski has committed a fireable offense. They must beat the New Orleans Saints or Kevin Stefanski, he's as good as gone, according to the Afternoon Boys. Let's go to Mary Kay Cabot. Mary Kay, is this Kevin Stefanski's personal Super Bowl on Sunday? It is in New Orleans. They've hosted a lot of them.
So, one, you have not said that. I have said...
Why do we get grouped together like this?
I mean, I would like to think that you and I don't do that with them.
Can I start holding Ken accountable for things that Lima says? Is this how this works?
I mean, I heard that Lima's the reasonable one on the show, but I didn't know that included to proper... attribution here. So, one, I never said it was a must-win game. That's not how I...
Yeah, we're going to get you on the record with this.
My point is, in saying it's a fireable offense, that's just another way of saying it's a really bad loss. It's not a literal statement that if Kevin's defense... that I expect Kevin to get fired if you lose this game.
Did you say it in that way, that he could have taken it literally? Or did you... I don't think you... Did you say fireable?
The bad thing is... I mean, I did say fireable.
Or did
fireable.
You say you want him to be fired? Do you expect him to be fired?
Well, no. I said it was a fireable offense, meaning this is not the kind of game you should lose coming off the bye with all the other things that are at play. play in this game.
Okay.
But I was not being literal. Now, in fairness, I just might not have made my point well enough.
I think in that instance, maybe you just got to say it. Just I didn't mean it literally.
Because Ken, a few times, had said it in a way that I didn't intend it. And today it was just, I didn't mean a must win or Kevin is fired. I think, because again, that implies that I know that that's coming, and I don't think that's coming. I don't even know Kevin's going to get fired at the end of the season.
Two different conversations in and of itself,
yes,
too.
Yeah.
So, I don't think anybody thinks, even if he lost the game by a million, the Browns would be like, all right, you're now fired. That's not going to happen.
I just think it's a really bad look if you lose this game. And if you don't win this game, I don't think you're winning another game the rest of the season. And I think this is when if something does happen at the end of the season, maybe we look back and go, man, maybe you should have taken that New Orleans game coming out of the bye.
Omaha! All right, I think I fell in love with Jim Harbaugh. I love what's happening with the Chargers right now. The defense has been on a different level. They are leading the league in scoring defense. The Chargers and Harbaugh are allowing 13.1 points per game this year. That's the fewest allowed by a team with a first-year coach since the 2011 49ers Jim Harbaugh-led team. He's incredible, and I love this back and forth between him and his quarterback, courtesy of NFL Films.
I think we should just run it.
100%.
I'm just pretending like I'm drawing a pass here. Hey, pretend like you're throwing a pass here.
Backside. Yes. I mean, I could.
Yes. Yes. Or the other side.
Or the other side. Both sides.
And they're going to go empty. Herbert rolling to the right, and here he goes, Herbert into the end zone.
That's a beast. Beast mode, baby. MAGA!
Did he have MAGA?
I don't know. I don't think that's what that was.
Okay.
My guy.
All right. Just saying this would be the week to yell it.
It's that authenticity, though. I love Harbaugh. He's one of a kind. And it's moments like that that you see how he can get along with Herbert and you see how it can work and you can see why he has success everywhere he's been.
How I Met Your Mother had the crazy hot scale.
Yeah.
This is the coaching equivalent of the crazy hot scale. Of like, this dude is a goober and this dude is amazing. He walks that line so thoroughly that I catch me on any given day. And it's so much easier to like him now that he's out of that other place.
If you're not winning, you're just Nick Sirianni. Like, we just laugh at you. That's all it is.
Omaha!
Longtime NBA center DeMarcus Cousins says on the Run It Back podcast that two-minute fight sessions during games could boost NBA ratings. Is this the smartest or dumbest idea ever?
There's no gloves. It's too bare knuckle for me, if I'm being honest about it.
That's where you draw the line.
That's where I draw the line. If you gave them some of the really like the laughably inflated boxing gloves, I'd maybe get on board with it.
I just love that DeMarcus was like, this is the one. This is going to get me on First Take. This one's going to get me I'll replace Skip Bayless. Like, this is going to be my ticket to ride. Now in hockey, I kind of could see it. I don't think there's enough fighting in hockey. I got some chippiness this weekend.
You're not that far away. Why do we allow it in one sport but not another sport?
Because it was ingrained in hockey for 60 years, and then Gary Bettman, like the clown he is, decided to take it out. No, it's called moderation. All right, it's like drinking. 20 beers, not great, Bob. 2 beers, pretty darn good.
I disagree. I like 20 beers.
I also like 20 beers. But again,
I'm going to side with the 20 beers in this one.
I cracked the door to get a little fighting in, and then we just let it all out there.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Omaha!
Wemby, a 50 burger. Victor Wembanyama, 50 points last night. And the chatter around it today is something we discussed earlier in the week, Nick. The idea that he actually did hit 50% of his threes. He was 8 for 16 in this game. He is still shooting a robust 23% from three-point land, though. It's not like he's lighting it up from the outside. 7'4", should basically dominate anywhere within, I don't know, 7 feet of the basket, and he's out there shooting threes, but last night he made a bunch of them.
It's like the greatest bit of... It's actually the Evan theory on steroids. Of if he only makes 30% of those threes, he's lethal. But from the spacing standpoint, and yeah, it's nights like last night that aid the mythology. How the hell do you defend a guy that's 7'4"?
You can't. But that's why he should be within 7 feet of the basket always. But the game doesn't set up for that.
No, I mean even on the perimeter. How do you do that?
Did you watch any of the highlights from last night? Did you see any of the? I saw like a montage put together of all 8 3-pointers. It's just an awkward looking shot. Even like it just doesn't. It seems like it doesn't belong.
We got to get him like a guy to defend him on stilts. Red One, The Rock, and Chris Evans. New Christmas movie comes out tomorrow in theaters. The Rock recently sat down to promote the movie and admitted an Oscar favorite movie aided his excitement to see his film released.
I had an opportunity to go watch Oppenheimer, and I watched it in the IMAX theater where Christopher Nolan watches and screens his movies, him and Emma, his wife. And I even asked, let me sit where Chris is sitting. So they said, Chris sits here to enjoy the movie. So I sat where Chris sat. I watched Oppenheimer, it was amazing. And I was thinking, holy this thing, Red One, on this screen, with this technology, it's gonna be game over.
I think it took the wrong thing away from Oppenheimer. Like, really? You're sitting, the peak narcissist is a movie about the father of the atomic bomb, whom the creation of which basically haunted him the rest of his life. And he was exiled. And he was called a socialist and all this and all The Rock can think of. Man, my crappy Christmas movie is really going to spark on IMAX.
It's a classic Rock L. Has anybody taken more L's in the previous year than The Rock?
So you're saying this is chotch and not charming?
Definite chotch, but I almost wonder if it's intentional. The Rock has swerved into not being everyone's favorite anymore. He loved being everyone's favorite. In the past year, he just continues to do things that are so off his brand that I have to believe it's intentional.
Because again, he's been in the Bloodline feud. Is this all part of heel Rock or
he's
Hollywood
doing all
Rock?
Of it. He's doing all of it. I don't know what he's doing. He's taking like a master class and just making yourself the most unlikable human while first being the most likable human ever.
I'm going to say... it's charming because it was really funny. I want to sit where Christopher Nolan sits.
Hey, we always say you at least want him to be authentic, right? It might have been very egotistical, but it was at least authentic.
I got to say, it was very authentic. It was unintentionally funny. And you know, the thing I love more than anything is when people are unintentionally funny. That is Quick Hits. When we come back, is it inevitable for the Browns at quarterback, or can it be done? 92.3 The Fan.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.